Here's Carr. Broncos rush four. Some pressure, zips it in there, and it's caught. It's Tyrell Williams. And the Raiders strike first. First and goal. Second man throw is Josh Jacobs. Got there. Touchdown, Raiders.
No bigger statement than to come out on the first couple of drives in a game, first quarter, first drive of the second quarter, go the length of the field over 95 yards, and punch it in the end zone.
Carr's 21 of 25. Keeps it on the ground. Bangs it down towards the goal line for the touchdown, Raiders.
The Oakland Raiders. Yes. Teed off with Kramer here. We had the Raiders rant coming on. And as we, before we get into the other type of audio that just played on accident, this is all going to be solely about the Oakland Raiders. Monday Night Football happened. The Oakland Raiders back on Monday Night Football again. The last time ever on Monday Night Football where it's in the Coliseum, because of course going to Las Vegas. But this is going to be all about the Oakland Raiders, the entire review, the entire game of last night. Yes, even though I live in Kansas City, I'm a Raiders fan, and I stayed up watching the entire time. Who cares? I had to work in the AM. This was a great game to me to watch. I was so happy. Football is back. Winning football is back for the Oakland Raiders, I believe. They are 1-0, so of course it's winning football. But let's get into all the, not all the action, but my takeaways from the game last night, and that is, number one, Derek Carr looked really good. Derek Carr, I don't know what it was, but he just looked amazing. Had a 22 for 26 from completions on the attempts. 259 yards, yes, that's low for the NFL right now, but 259 yards, averaging 10 yards per toss with one touchdown. That touchdown was a lone pass to Tyrell Williams, which he is the number one guy for Oakland in the wide receiver role, and that's the thing here. There's a lot of weapons that not many people know about Oakland to where, okay, maybe Tyrell Williams is not that number one guy, but he should have been a number one guy in San Diego. Well, excuse me, the Chargers, as Keenan Allen has kept getting all the talk about it, but he's that lone radar type guy that flies under the radar. But another guy to talk about that stepped up a lot besides Darren Waller, the tight end, with 7 catches and 70 receptions, 70 yards, excuse me, on those 7 receptions, is Josh Jacobs. On 23 carries, had 85 yards, the average of 3.7 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns on the night. He also busted out into a 28-yard reception, which that was a very good run by him and a very good play by the actual Raiders, where had everybody all out and then just left Josh Jacobs to just pretty much get that little hitch, and boom, he's right down the middle. He made it all the way to 28 yards. The Raiders looked really, really good, especially from all the hype about, ooh, this Denver pass rush. Ooh, Nick Chubb and Von Miller were not seen at all, or they were talked about, of course, but they were not seen at all during the game of making any type of highlights. It was, I don't know if it was because of the O-line for Oakland has improved a lot. Colton Miller has improved a lot. Trent Brown is a complete upgrade from last year's. This is a very good, this is a well-rounded team right now. I know there's not many star-studded names, but you don't need star-studded names to play very, very good football, and that's what happened last night. You may not think Tyrell Williams is, oh, that guy, he's not their star guy. You don't think Darren Waller should even be on a team after he's been plucked off of the practice squad of Baltimore. Josh Jacobs, ooh, everybody was saying, oh, why would you draft a running back in the first round? Well, that last night showed you why you draft a running back in the first round. And even with that defense last night, that Oakland's defense, they gave pressure. 3 sacks last night, and there was no interceptions, but still, that defense, even though Gerrion Conley got hurt in the third quarter, that defense for Oakland last night was really good. But more on that a little bit later. That offensive line has improved 100%. Derek Carr was not sacked at all yesterday. And that was with the overhyped Denver Broncos defense. Who knows? It may just be a bad game for the Broncos on the defense side. But that offensive line has improved tremendously. And that's the thing, too. Richie Incognito, which wasn't expected to be on the team before training camp. He's suspended, of course, but he's also one of their better guards on there, and he didn't even play last night because he's suspended. This offensive line has improved so much. Colton Miller actually looked like He's healthy. That's the only reason why I feel like he played really well last night. So if you have, usually, of course, everybody who is healthy plays really good football. And Colton Miller last night played very good football, which it was, it, everything just was so smooth. Everything was crisp. Everything was clean. Derek Carr, he, besides the mindset of Gruden giving the play calls, Derek Carr executed perfectly last night. It was, oh my gosh. It was such a great game to watch, but the offensive line is what reason why Derek Carr had all that time. Plus, Derek Carr, it doesn't take long for him to throw the ball. He can literally find out who is open in 2 seconds or 3 seconds, and he'll get you that ball quickly. That's the thing. And then with the offensive line, that's another thing. The offensive line is better. Derek Carr can have more time in that pocket in order to figure out if he needs to throw it to Terrell Williams, maybe dump it off to Darren Waller, maybe Josh Jacobs is open, or Ryan Grant gets open on the side, or on a slant route, Hunter Renfro is there, or even Dwayne Harris if when he comes in to play slot, or even if you want to have him go out wide. This team has all the right pieces right now, and it's just they may be missing that one piece, but last night they all played as a collective unit. Now going over to the defense side, like I said, Gerrion Conley was hurt in the third quarter by it was a freak accident. It had to have been a neck injury. Not much has I've looked up has found out what is wrong with him completely. But Jonathan Abram pushing out one of the Broncos wide receivers. I'm pretty sure it was Sutton at the play. Had him pushed him out, let out his head, of course, which, I mean, it looked like a shoulder to me that he was leaning in with. But they said it was a head. It was a penalty. But on the swing around, his left thigh or right thigh came up and hit Gerrion Conley in the square in the head. It, like, I guess, jarred his neck. He had to be carted off the field. He had a thumbs up, though, when he was heading off. So that's a good sign right there. But this defense was just amazing. On, if you want to go tackle, 6 tackles for a loss. There was 3 sacks. This team, Carl Joseph was made sure he was on any type of play that happened. Same with LaMarcus Joyner. Those two guys are going to be amazing together. Trier Whitehead, I was surprised to actually see him do as good as he did. My man, Vontaze Burfict, it was also amazing in that game as well. It's just these Raiders are just, I don't know. It's like words can't really describe how happy I am of how they played and how they performed. Just so much. Even with Cleveland Farrell. Got his first sack of his career last night. He also, it was kind of him and PJ Hall were at it. But this defense, a complete upgrade. There's a pass rush this year that's actually worth noting to actually talk about. This Oakland Raiders team is so underrated right now. I may be saying that because I saw one game and they've only played one game, but they play the Kansas City Chiefs next. This could be a team that can stun or even shock the AFC West, and I think they will. So that my takeaway is still the offensive line has improved a lot. The defense is better. The next one is Darren Waller. He is that guy that's a nice security blanket for Derek Carr. You can have him block and then go off and do a little fake block screen. Booyah, he's open. 5 yards, 5-6 yards, that's all you need. Of course, it's only 10 yards to get a first down. And if he can eat 6 yards or 7 yards on a play, then run it with Josh Jacobs to get the first down, that's 2 downs right there. You get another first. It's just insane as all the plays last year with Jared Cook at tight end and how well he did, you had to think that a tight end could easily fill in that place. And it seems like Darren Waller has easily fit in that role of replacing Jared Cook and at a very cheap rate to where now, speaking of cheap, you could actually pay him now because they have $30 million in cap space that they freed up by the Antonio Brown deal. Up next is Terrell Williams on the takeaways. Terrell Williams was very, very good. 6 receptions, 105 yards. He averaged 17.5 yards carry, reception with 1 touchdown. Terrell Williams was that guy. He was that guy that just came out of nowhere in order to... He didn't come out of nowhere. We already knew Terrell Williams could do this, and like I already said, when he was in San Diego and L.A. Chargers. He was easily one of the top targets for Phillip Rivers. But now he is the top target for Derek Carr, and he's going to shine tremendously in this system, in this offensive play calling, because if they're trying to make plays for Antonio Brown, Terrell Williams is taller than Antonio Brown. He's almost the same speed as Antonio Brown. This is a guy that, I mean, he may not have the hands like him, but he is a guy that can fill in easily to replace the number one guy. He easily did it with Keenan Allen at the number one. Terrell Williams, you're going to be 4 years. These 4 years that he's going to be a Raider is going to be very fun. He's going to enjoy the rest of his time in Oakland. He's going to enjoy his time in Las Vegas. So you can already see it. Those are my takeaways for those guys. But now I want to talk about the first-round draft picks for Oakland, which were, of course, Cleveland Farrell, Josh Jacobs, and Jonathan Abram. Josh Jacobs. Over 100 yards of scrimmage with 2 touchdowns in his debut. His first game ever in the NFL. That's, of course, what a debut means. The only other player that's done that is LaDainian Tomlinson. If he ends up having a LaDainian Tomlinson year or career, the Raiders struck gold. I know you're not supposed. People say, "Oh, don't draft a running back in the first round. Don't do this. Go out of the playbook. Go out of the norm." Who cares if you draft a running back first round? Wasn't Todd Gurley a running back in the first round? I know history wise, the Oakland Raiders, they go running back first round a little bit. I mean, Darren McFadden was the last one. But now you have Josh Jacobs, who I believe is a lot better and is probably going to stay healthier than Darren McFadden, which I'm hoping, knocking on wood right now. Josh Jacobs, the sky's the limit. I know you didn't get over that 100-yard mark. Who cares? I was listening to Derek Carr talk about Josh Jacobs on the interview after the game, as he said that he told him, say, hey, don't worry about the yards you gain. Just make sure you get that play. Make sure your legs are always turning, and you just get to that first down marker. Who cares what you score a touchdown or how many yards you have? The person that told him that is, I was surprised to say that he said this, was Marshawn Lynch. And if you want to think about or compare the two to Josh Jacobs and Marshawn Lynch, of course you can't compare Beast Mode to Josh Jacobs. But they might have a same exact career. They might end up having something that is similar. The Raiders struck gold with Josh Jacobs. And he's going to help Derek Carr too. Because defenses that are going to play Oakland are not going to know if they're going to run it or that they're going to throw it. And then, as we've seen week one, they're very good at both. Oakland is going to be a fun team to watch this year. Cleveland Farrell, now on the first round draft picks, was very consistent on the night. He was pushing the offensive line into Joe Flacco, which a handful of times he had his hand back to where he could easily hit the ball out of the throwing motion of Flacco. If he can get there quicker and end up getting those strip sacks, he's going to be a very good addition to this pass rush and this team. This defense has improved a lot with Farrell. And if you want to go at Jonathan Abram, yes, he's wild. He hits hard. We saw that all last night. Ended up, once again, taking out Gerrion Conley, his teammate. But that was a freak accident. It's not like he intentionally went to go attack Gerrion Conley. But this Raiders team has improved so much from last year. I had so much hope last year of, the Raiders are this, Raiders are that. But then we saw what happened last year. And, of course, the Raiders, recent news with Antonio Brown, thank God that is over. It is New England's portion now to deal with Antonio Brown. I'll talk more about Antonio Brown in the next podcast, but it's over. Thank God. And speaking of it's over, here's a clip by Derek Carr stating this after the game.
After everything this team has been through, especially the last 5 days, what'd you learn about your men tonight?
Well, you know, let's get the elephant out of the room. Antonio is no longer with us, and we love Antonio. We wish him the best. But we knew with the guys we had in our locker room, we already had a good football team. And if he wanted to be a part of it, awesome. If he didn't, awesome. You know, we're going to come out here, and we still have to play a game, you know. And, again, we wish him the best. I hope he goes off and has a great year.
I mean, that was nice what he said about that, but it's good that he addressed it. And he also said the entire time was, we have a great football team too. With him or without him, this is a great football team. And they showed that. They showed that on Monday Night Football against the Broncos, winning once again 24-16. This Raiders team, Everybody said that, oh, this is a distraction, oh, this is a distraction. It's not like they didn't need this win. They were going to win this game because of the talent they had on the field. The fact that they outperformed every single person on the Denver Broncos team. I mean, of course, you see Joe Flacco, 268 yards to compared to 259 of Derek Carr. Derek Carr still outperformed Joe Flacco. If it wasn't for that deep ball to Courtland Sutton that was 48 yards, I believe, in the fourth quarter, they wouldn't have got those. Pretty much all the yards that he got was garbage time yards. Even though they could have, even though it was an 8-point ball game, that was still a garbage time yards because Oakland was leading that entire time. Oakland is just, man. Then if you want to talk about if it was good Raiders or bad Broncos, everybody's probably saying right now is, oh, the Broncos were just playing bad. They were never going to do this. They have put them in that Mile High Stadium or whatever, the Cheesecracker Stadium or whatever stadium they called it now. Oh, they're going to be amazing. I don't know if that's going to be the problem because Joe Flacco is not Joe Flacco, the MVP Super Bowl of 2012. I think that was 2012 when he got that fat contract from the Ravens. He's a Bronco now. There's a reason why. The Raiders played exceptionally well. I can't wait for this upcoming week against the Chiefs. Yes, I work in sports radio at a Kansas City market. So the Chiefs, we do talk about that a lot here. But man, it's going to be so good when the Raiders show up and that they do beat them. It's going to be in the black hole. Come on now. It's going to be a fun game. My bet is it's going to be a shootout. I know the only reason why I say that because of how the offense is so potent for Kansas City, and that defense is still not that great. The Chiefs got in the head of the Jaguars last week. I bet the Raiders get in the head of the Chiefs. I hope that's the case. But that was it. The Broncos lost to the Raiders, like I thought, 24-16. And you're going to get some Raiders news every single week after every single game because I'm a Raiders fan and deal with it. Once again, this is Teed Off with Kramer.